jeans. We're starting to look good.
Right. This is about HER2 status. Do we know HER2 status? And in fact, this now we're getting much better at having HER2 status recorded. The only thing I would say is that we do have one unit in the southwest where apparently 39% of the 231 cancers were HER2 positive, which is an awful lot higher than the 11% average for.
And I think there is clearly an issue here that this has been continuing that we need to look at, David.
We haven't had HER2 status for a while. I mean, we've had it fairly recently, haven't we? What, two or three years?
Yeah.
So one's got to be a bit careful. And it's only fairly recently that, you know, that the fuss about that we should be treating smaller, you know, Julie Doughty's work, HER2-positive cancers are risky. And so bit cautious about this one. Two or three years isn't the learning curve that you've got with chemotherapy and with endocrine therapy. So...
this is not whether they're getting
this reception.
Yes, I know that.
But actually, I mean, there should be some quality assurance for her too.